You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A breast cancer expert is calling for drug abemaciclib to be publicly funded through PharmAc, saying it could improve long-term survival for some patients with early-stage breast cancer. Abemaciclib is a targeted cancer medicine that can be added to endocrine therapy to reduce the risk of cancer returning and help prevent progression to incurable metastatic disease. PharmAc's application tracker currently lists abemaciclib for early-stage breast cancer as seeking clinical advice. The medication is also known by the product name Verzenio. Producer Pranuja spoke with Professor Andrew Schelling about abemaciclib and what access to newer breast cancer treatments could mean for patients in Aotearoa. Pranuja began by asking what the medication was and how it's used in treatment.
Okay, it's an exciting new type of drug. It's not a chemotherapy. It's actually a targeted cancer drug, and it specifically attacks a certain types of protein in the cell that makes the cells grow out of control and divide quickly, which is, of course, a hallmark of cancer. So it's a targeted therapy, and it's had great outcomes of late, and gives another tool in our arsenal against this deadly disease of breast cancer.
Now, you've said that Zeniol offers hope for some breast cancer patients. What kind of patients are most likely to benefit from it?
Okay. What we've done over the last few years is rather than just having just breast cancer, we've actually been able to divide it up into smaller and smaller groups. The most common subtype or group of cancer is called hormone positive, receptor positive breast cancer, which is the majority. And this drug specifically targets those with that common type of breast cancer, but it just adds another arm to our arsenal of drugs against hormone receptor positive breast cancer.
And why is it so important to treat breast cancers in early stages with these kind of drugs aggressively before they start to progress?
Okay, well, we know that the sooner that you treat breast cancer or any type of cancer, the better the outcomes. We do have some other drugs that, especially for this type of breast cancer, but this one has just showed a study that's only been published this year that it showed great benefits for early stage breast cancer that could have a big benefit for women with breast cancer.
And how does it play in when a cancer becomes metastatic and preventing that progression?
Okay, so by getting cancer early, that prevents it from getting bigger and beginning to grow and spread around the body, which is metastatic breast cancer. So this drug is effective at early stages and will prevent cancer ever getting out of control and starting to spread around the body, which is usually what causes death in patients with breast cancer, when it spreads around the body and interferes with other parts and organs of the body.
And you mentioned earlier about how it's an alternative to chemotherapy. How do the symptoms play out between them? Is there one that's like better for the patients?
Yeah, so chemotherapy in general is very, very unpleasant, damaging, toxic and nasty. But in some cases, it's all that we can do because it just targets any dividing cell in the body, not just the cancer cells, but all other parts of the body where cells are dividing. This is an example of an increasingly large number of drugs that are called targeted therapies. So it just attacks some specific proteins in the body, and so therefore the side effect profile is much better. There are side effects, things like diarrhea and fatigue and nausea and low blood counts, which are important, but are much less severe than what we see in chemotherapy in general. So the patients have a much better quality of life while being treated with breast cancer.
Now, you've said Zeniol should be publicly funded through PharmAc. Why do you think this drug needs to be on that PharmAc list?
We need this drug for early-stage breast cancer. We don't have something similar in this class of drugs There are some other drugs that are on the list in this class, but they're for metastatic cancer. So the recent study that's just come out shows us that currently, based on evidence, this is the best drug for attacking early-stage breast cancer.
And you mentioned in your media release that Xeniol can reduce the risk of reoccurrence when added to endocrine therapy. How does that sort of work?
Okay, so women with this type of breast cancer, hormone positive, will be given endocrine therapy, which is great. This just adds more weight to improving outcomes. So this combination of treatments is currently the best that we have for women with hormone positive breast cancer. So it's just adding another part of our arsenal and making outcomes much better for women that are diagnosed with breast cancer.
When we talk about improving long-term survival, what kind of impacts are we talking about for the patients and their families when it comes to taking Xeniol as opposed to taking chemotherapy or those kinds of approaches?
Okay. I think the studies are showing about a 20% improvement above just taking endocrine therapies alone. So it's a significant improvement in outcomes for patients. So it just means that more women will be alive further down the track than with the current treatments, which is why it's important that it appears on through PharMac and to be provided for women that are diagnosed with breast cancer.
And how do you think this plays in with early cancer diagnosis and the sort of risk factors that we have there of trying to find cancer early on?
Okay, so enormous amount of research going on here in University of Auckland and around the world to try and prevent cancer from developing in the first place. We're also working really hard at early detection of breast cancer and trying to ensure that the outcomes for early stage breast cancer are so much better. So having drugs that will back that up ensures that even if you are diagnosed with breast cancer, if it's early, then it's a treatment that may be of benefit for you. So it's just part of the package of things that we can provide, prevention, early detection, and better targeted therapies that's going to improve outcomes for women with breast cancer.
That was Professor Andrew Schelling speaking about a new breast cancer treatment drug that poses an alternative to chemotherapy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.